Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that we have some great and powerful union organizations. Not every union, not all teachers' unions even, or teachers who participate in union activity. But when you talk about an organization like the National Education Association or an organization like the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT, and their recent jumping in to the debate, national debate, about critical race theory and about how we teach the history and the meaning and the founding of the United States of America. Even for those people who might think that they are right about some of what they argue, are correct to say that we need a different focus in the way we teach history. Even if you believe that's right, is it right to have the teachers' unions make that determination or get involved in that raging controversy when there are so many other things where they're standing in the way of teaching reform? That's a question, and it's a powerful question that is raised by Dr. Steve Perry, who's been a frequent guest on this show in the past. He's an author, an educator. He's a founder and head of some school alternatives, like the Capital Prep Schools, which have had remarkable success in both Connecticut and New York State. And you can follow him, by the way, on at Dr. Steve Perry on Twitter. Dr. Perry, always great to speak with you, and I trust that you survived the 4th of July okay.
My main man. It's great to talk to you, Michael. It's been a long time, right?
It has been too long. And
I agree with that, actually.
Yeah, well, good. And so I'm glad that you're here on the show. And I said I hope that you survived the 4th of July intact, because the 4th of July was a time of raging controversy of what the 4th of July means, whether it should be celebrated at all. Whether it should be accepted as the beginning of a great experiment in liberty called the United States of America. You raise a point where you say in a tweet today, don't fall for it, yesterday actually, Randy Weingarten, who's head of the American Federation of Teachers, is interjecting herself and her union into the critical race theory conversation to get you to take your eye off what she did during the pandemic. How she is, in fact, the central figure in our kids being in failed schools and the racist system she profits from. Don't fall for it. Okay, you're accusing Randy Weingarten of being part of a racist system. In what way?
Yes, so it's not an accusation, it's a statement of fact. I think I called her lying Randy. I think I want to make sure we get the adjectives right. So lying Randy Weingarten, and you can usually tell that she's lying because she's talking, is easily the biggest profiter off of one of the most racist systems in America. And then as she claims to want to make sure that critical race theory is taught, which is depending on what your belief is, about teaching about some of the foundations of racism and the impact they've had in America. She wants to lead some people to believe that only because she did everything in her power to make sure that our children did not go to school last year and this year. That, in fact, she is she's not even the biggest union boss, but she is a big union boss among teachers' unions, that she profits from maintaining the status quo where your child is assigned to a school regardless of whether or not you want your kid to go to that school. She is the biggest profiteer off of whether or not your child doesn't get to have the money that you pay in taxes to be portable in the same way that it would be for Medicaid, Medicare, in the same way that it would be for Section 8, the same way that it would be for student financial aid, the GI Bill. She is a person who benefits from that, and so she is the most ardent opponent of school choice because she wants to make sure your kids are in a system that was developed based upon a number of strategies from redlining to housing covenants, the Urban Renewal Act, and sometimes just garden variety racism to establish school systems or school districts as we refer to them. That's Randy Weingarten. So she lies all the time.
This is one of those things that I've brought up on the show, Steve, is that if Randy Weingarten is so extraordinarily pro-critical race theory and teaching a different version of America than we have learned traditionally, then she ought to support school choice. Under school choice, meaningful school choice, if you wanted to go to a flag-waving, red, white, and blue, traditional, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy kind of school, you could. And if you want to go to a Howard Zinn kind of school that basically thinks that America was an evil mistake from the very beginning, then you could do that. But she doesn't want a choice for anyone beyond the dictates of her own program. Have I got that right?
Not only have you gotten it right, you hit the nail on the head. Randy Weingarten, attorney Randy Weingarten, is a woman who makes a significant amount of money, estimates it's, $600,000 a year paid by teachers' dues, compulsory teachers' dues, which to me, according to the Supreme Court, is not constitutional to take money out of your, salary to use for political purposes that you fundamentally disagree with, as happened to me when I was a principal in Hartford Public Schools, where they took money out of my salary to pay a union to literally work against me and what it is I believe in. She is a person who has no interest in the well-being of children, especially children of color. None. None. She's like the Afrikaner who was willing to free Nelson Mandela because it was politically expedient, but not to end apartheid. Yeah, of course. This is just a really weak, just so weak. Oh, man, she's desperate because people who are black and white, people who are liberal and conservative, were starting to jump on her about what she and her union did with putting the body bags outside of the Board of Education, having the die-ins of teachers and having them do public wills about how they were going to die if they went to school and doing everything they could to create fear. Now, people have looked up and said, hold on a second, you guys lied about all that? You lied? How dare you? And so she's got to do something to get people get back in the boat. And I want to say this, Michael. I am saddened by people on both sides of the CRT debate for allowing this lying individual to drive a wedge between what is the singular, most unifying movement that I've seen in my life, which is school choice.
And education reform. The other union, the National Education Association, just passed the following resolution where they're going to invest union dues to sponsor a new study. And the new study is meant to result in increasing the implementation of culturally responsive education, critical race theory, and ethnic, Native people, Asian, Black, Latin, OAX, Middle Eastern, North African, and Pacific Islander studies curriculum in pre-K through 12 and higher education. In just a few seconds, good use of teachers' dues, which actually come out of public funds that are paid to teachers.
Overwhelming majority of the teachers are white and female. What's the expectation? The expectation is that they're going to create a curriculum that people who've never been trained to teach will now be able to teach. It is nothing but dog whistle politics to get everyone's attention off of what the teachers' unions are doing to destroy American education.
That is Dr. Steve Perry. You can find out about his work at michaelmedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show, I did not have the chance to say this when Steve Perry was on the air. He had a lot to say, a lot of it explosive, of course. But I will say this behind his back. Okay, Steve, I'm talking behind your back right now and saying that his results with his educational reform work have just been phenomenal. If you look at the percentage of the high schools that he's running in New York and in Connecticut, And the percentage of students who graduate, which is 100%, and then who graduate and go on to four-year college, which is over 90%, and these are predominantly children in disadvantaged neighborhoods. It's amazing. And this is a guy who not only talks the talk, but he works every day to help improve the future and future horizons for America's kids. I think he's right. I wouldn't go so far or be quite so harsh in my criticism of her as a racist. But I do think that what Randy Weingarten is all about is politics. And she made it very, very clear when she attacked the GOP, the Republican Party, for raising the temperature on race relations for its own political benefit. This is clip 14.
There are legislators, mostly from the Republican Party, who are currently bullying teachers and trying to stop us from teaching kids honest history. Look, maybe they're just trying to raise the temperature on race relations because of the next election.
Okay, just trying to stop teachers from teaching honest history. As the Wall Street Journal points out in its piece today on the teacher unions go woke, they just quote from the resolutions that were passed at the National Education Association. Yes, that's a different union from Randy Weingarten, but it's the same ideology. And the ideology, the resolutions that were passed included training for students on how to defeat the patriarchy. Really. Delegates also directed the NEA to lobby for professional development around cultural responsiveness, implicit bias, anti-racism, trauma-informed practices, restorative justice practices, and other racial justice trainings for all school employees. That would include janitors. That would include nurses. It would all school employees. The delegates called for similar training for students, just what second graders need, instruction on how to distrust kids with different skin colors. Listen to this, and this is a direct quote from the resolution passed by the NEA. Another delegate-approved measure calls for the union to issue a study criticizing empire, white supremacy, anti-blackness, anti-indigeneity, racism, patriarchy, cis-heteropatriarchy, capitalism, ableism, anthropocentrism, and other forms of power and oppression in the intersections of our society, end quote. Nothing radical about that. Oh, no. It's profound. This is no mere academic exercise, the Wall Street Journal points out. The National Education Association Convention delegates may be more committed to this ideological mission than most members, but the union represents 3 million educators nationwide. The delegates will return to their school districts as administrators, principals, and teachers to spread this message of American oppression and anti-indigeneity. Union dues will promote these causes. Well, that's exactly right. Randy Weingarten also went on to speak to what children she believes need to learn. She was talking with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. This is clip one. Listen.
It's going to do huge damage to our kids because there's going to be places where teachers are going to have the stamina, the courage to actually teach the Civil War or to teach January 6th. And there's going to be a whole bunch of places where they're not. And then kids are going to have a huge hole in their history about, and people are going to be afraid to actually really push kids to think. Kids, to be able to survive in this world, you need to be able to think.
Okay, yes, you need to be able to think, but that is exactly what people like Randy Weingarten are trying to deny people. By basically, they when they list that you have to learn about cis-heteronormativity or cis-heterobias, meaning that because people, most people, when they are younger, when they are young, think, I don't know, deluded them, they may be heterosexual, that has to be undermined. That you have to basically indoctrinate people with a very skeptical view, not just of America and American history, but of American values. The journal points out no one is opposed to teaching about America's difficult racial history, including the evils of slavery and Jim Crow. What parents are awakening to is that their children are being told the lie that America has made little or no racial progress, and therefore its legal, economic, and political systems must be turned upside down. The part of what they called for in one of their resolutions, the statement asked the union to join with Black Lives Matter at School and the Zinn Education Project to hold a rally on George Floyd's birthday, New American Holiday, honor other victims of police violence, and promote a national day of action to teach lessons about structural racism and oppression. And they point out that Zinn, as in Howard Zinn, the late radical whose history of the United States boils down to one long tale of the people versus the oppressors in power. It's also a poison pen letter to America itself. The journal concludes by saying the NEA and the AFT, National Education Association and American Federation of Teachers, have become the ideological and institutional vanguard of progressive politics. They are a powerful wing of the Democratic Party. And in President Biden and his wife Jill, they have the most powerful allies. Voters need to understand the ideological motivation at work in these unions and how that will affect their children and their grandchildren and the way they are taught. Parents have every right, even a duty, to fight back against the invasion of progressive politics in their schools. And I believe that the overwhelming majority of Americans of every race and of every political point of view, frankly, whether you're Democrat or Republican, anyone who isn't woke would agree that this goes too far. The answer to Randy Weingarten, provided by a rising star in the Republican Party, will get to the statement from Representative Nancy Mace coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan should wrap up around August 31st. Speaking from the White House, Biden saying the U.S. will maintain its authority there until that time.
After 20 years, $1 trillion spent training and equipping hundreds of thousands of Afghan national security and defense forces. 2,448 Americans killed. 20,722 more wounded, and untold thousands coming home with unseen trauma to their mental health. I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan.
Haitian officials say four suspects are dead and six others have been arrested in connection with the assassination of the Haitian president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, just a reminder to sign up for the big get-together at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. That's coming up next week, next Wednesday. You can find out all about it. Go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and join us. Let us go quickly to Nancy Mace, who is a... she was the first woman to graduate into the officers' corps and to graduate from the Citadel in South Carolina. And she is a formidable newcomer into the Congress of the United States, a conservative Republican. And she comments on some of the observations by Randy Weingarten of the American Federation of Teachers during an appearance on Fox News. Listen, clip 15.
Well, the last time I checked, bullying would be literally arresting a parent at a school board hearing who was exercising their First Amendment right. And it was on Fox News earlier this week where I heard about the father of a student in Virginia who was arrested for speaking out against critical race theory. And I myself, as a Republican, have been a victim of political violence. My house was just graffiti 4 weeks ago. And so we're seeing divisions on both sides of the aisle. We're seeing political violence ratchet up. And to point fingers and to continue to label the left or the right that way is just wrong. We've got to take responsibility and be accountable to parents, particularly on a Marxist ideology that's being shoved down the throats of American children, teaching them that they are inherently racist. And that's wrong.
That's Representative Nancy Mace. Let us go to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the MedVed show.
Hey, Michael. Thank you. Thanks a lot. You're my man, Zeno. Hey, as a historian, I think you should appreciate critical race theory. This is the perfect time to bring that up, to teach that. Obama brought a wave. Trump also brought a wave. But Obama created a monster when he left office. That's Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has brought out some haters and nationalists in this country, so it's a perfect time. And I like to say what you teach your kids about history, Mr. Meves, it's not what I teach my kids about history. I have to teach them extra, you know. You teach American history, which is white history. There's a few history about black history sprinkled in American history, but it's not enough. If we're going to teach in this young country, if we're going to teach history, let's bring out everything so that the kids will say, oh, yeah, I heard that before. No need to be scared, you know.
I agree with that, Sid, and
look at me now. You know, my people came from this. Now look at me now. You know.
I agree with you completely. My disagreement with what is called critical race theory is it says we haven't come from this and then look at us now. They disagree with you because one of the basic premises is that America, and in fact, there are a lot of critters, there are a lot of advocates of critical race theory who say that racism has only gotten worse. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. And what I believe is I don't want your children taught differently from mine because they come from a different background. And I think it is important for my children to learn, and I do teach it to them, and I do teach it to my my grandchildren when they're able to. The oldest grandchild is 4 right now, so she's a little bit young to hear all of the details. But the idea that we have to treat each other as so different that we have to learn different history. For instance, I think every white child in the country should at one point or another read and study and consider the great Frederick Douglass speech that he gave in 1851, What to a Slave is the 4th of July, which basically prefigures a lot of things that Dr. King was saying 100 years later. And it's an amazing speech. Don't you think my kids should know that? I think yours should. But by the same token, I think... Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, look. You have a series called Why They Fight. You know, that's about your history. And I hear it too. I listen to it. I learn a lot from it. You know, and you have a whole lot more. I think that the schools in this country should teach everything. Everything. I mean, like I said, this is the perfect time for it. And I don't know what else to do. I don't know why there's an argument against it. Like,
I'll tell you why there's an argument against it. It's not the perfect time for everything. If somebody wanted to teach that, say, Robert E. Lee, who had many admirable qualities and was a skilled general, that he's an American hero, I don't think that should be taught in schools because it's not true. He was somebody who made war on his own country. I don't think you should honor Robert E. Lee any more than you honor Benedict Arnold, who was also, by the way, a very skillful general.
Last statement, Michael.
What's that?
My last statement is, since this critical race theory thing is not a lie, I didn't hear you say anything about this. I think since it's the truth, it needs to be taught. I want to know. I want my kids to know about black history. It shouldn't be a separate class.
Absolutely. By the way, which is why I studied black history in college. And it was actually one of the best courses I took in 4 years at Yale. And what you hear mostly from people who want to suppress history is, and by the way, and you know, I can see and argue both sides on this issue. But when it comes to actually suppressing history, not teaching something, not recognizing something, not even looking at it, that's been more common on the left that wants to erase parts of our past. Rather than leaving some of the monuments and the statues and the history for people to consider, but to consider in a balanced way. And when you hear people talking about America not progressing at all, that's not balanced. And when you hear about not teaching heteronormative history and working against ableism or capitalism, not teaching capitalism as part of American history or teaching it as a negative part of American history. I think that's very dangerous, especially since we have public schools. Let me leave you with this. I think the answer to for both of us, or for anybody, should be exactly what I was talking about with Dr. Steve Perry, which is the idea that you have school choice. If you want to go to a school that specifically emphasizes black history in this country, there's lots of it, and you should have that choice. If you want to go to a school that offers a strict religious curriculum, you should be able to choose that. But since we all pay taxes for it, and the idea of using one side politically or another side politically, that's not a positive development. Nor is it a positive development, as I think, to believe that the real goal of the GOP is to scare white people into voting for them with messages about the corruption of our children that may turn them woke. We will get to that sentiment. There's also a big new movie with a powerful political message that is probably going to upset a lot of the people who see it. Sid, I appreciate the call very much. The idea that we need more conversation about history is true, but that means conversation on every side. And as Sid acknowledged, not teaching things that are simply lies, which frankly much of what is called critical race theory is based on. We'll get back to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show.
I remember that call. That was literally someone who blew the whistle on me. He basically tried to call out any time he perceived that I was delivering a lie. I had mentioned before that Joy Reid, and Jeremy, we have to invite Joy Reid on because we have what I think are fairly dubious claims that we play by her almost every day. She's from MSNBC, and Joy's been on the show before, and I wish she would come on again, particularly on issues about how we teach the history of our country. I mean, and this goes back to what I was talking about with Sid. And Sid is correct to be concerned about how this is resolved. It's a very important issue. It's not just a distraction. It's basically whether you want to teach people to be proud of their country or embarrassed by it. If you want to teach people about guilt or gratitude. And in terms of national health, in terms of making the country a better place to live in, a place where people of every race and every opinion and every religious faith can actually coexist productively, then obviously the positive view of what this country has opened up for all of us is going to be vastly more effective. But Joy Reid had this to say about the goal, the true goal of the Republican Party. Clip two.
So the goal now is to terrify those white voters into voting for a party that is offering nothing, offering nothing on policy. Zip, zero, nothing. By zeroing in on the amygdala of white suburbanites and scaring the hell out of them. That black Americans are conspiring to pollute their precious children's minds with dangerous knowledge and then turn them into woke future Democrats. And I mean, the thing is, the sort of the through line here is to say that essentially white America's children are being polluted, their minds, their bodies, by the woke mob, by the left, by the multicultural party, and that that's a threat. It sounds very much like the Reconstruction era when, like, the black and tan Republicans were a threat because they were this multiracial coalition that was polluting the minds and bodies of white women and children. It's very 1860s.
Okay, it's hardly 1860s. And by the way, that if there was a woke party at all, a party that actually believed in the better angels of our nature, it was the Republicans, not the party of the Ku Klux Klan, which was the Democrats at that time. Look, this is not about polluting kids' minds. it's about brainwashing. And brainwashing means telling people things that aren't true. And if you look at the way that America itself, our country and our institutions and our values have benefited every group that has come here, including that major group, meaning Black Americans who have come here involuntarily. They came, and by the way, that's not even universal, because some of the immigration, some of the most successful people in Black America are people whose parents or grandparents came here after the Civil War, and came here after slavery ended here, from the West Indies, from West Africa, and many, many other places. And the idea that there is paranoia, when you actually read, as we just did, some of the resolutions that were under debate of the National Education Association, that, it seems to me, is utterly inappropriate. It's also utterly inappropriate for people like Joy Reid and others to say that the Republican Party is monochromatic, all fanatics, all crazies, all people with problems on racial issues. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by John McCormick, a great piece of reporting, and it says pro-Trump area weighs 2024 hopefuls. And he goes out to a county in Iowa. It's going to be crucial in choosing the next Republican presidential nominee. It's Sioux County, where Trump won 81.8% of November's vote. But, he writes, as other Republicans lay the groundwork for political presidential bids, the area's GOP voters appear open to hearing them out. Interviews with more than two dozen voters show a willingness to move on from President Trump. Many of his policies were positive for our country, but his personality has gotten in the way, said Tom Vanden Bosch, who is a retired high school guidance counselor, who twice voted for Mr. Trump. I would like him to stay in a background role and let others with the right value system run. Republicans here didn't choose Trump for who he was when there were other conservative alternatives, said John Lee, pastor at the Bethel Christian Reformed Church in Sioux Center. They did choose him when he was the only choice compared to a progressive government. Still, as the earliest rumblings of the 2024 GOP nomination race play out here in Iowa, Sioux County, Iowa, Trump's name was rarely mentioned by Republicans when asked who's intriguing to them in the still unformed field. Barack Obama swung us too far to the left and Trump took us too far to the right, said Republican Jim Dean, the chief executive of a major egg production company. Someone other than Trump should win the nomination. During a visit to Sioux County last week, GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas never mentioned Mr. Trump as he spoke to 20 minutes to several hundred Republicans gathered at Mr. Dean's Classic Car Museum in Sioux Center. Vern Vandekamp, a retired truck driver here, said he would love to see Mr. Trump as president again. But he also said the Democrats have torched him so bad that he is not a sure thing for a third bid. Trump has too much against him, he said, near a community garden behind one of the multiple churches here. I'm not sure he should run again. In other words, the theme here is open-mindedness. Open-mindedness. There's also former President Obama's ethics chief, blasted the White House ethics plan around the sale of Hunter Biden's artwork. The White House announced its ethics plan surrounding the sale of presidential progeny's pieces on Thursday, that would be today, saying the younger Biden would not be privy to who is buying his artwork to avoid ethical pitfalls. I mean, really? This is the best we've got from CNN and Washington Post? What does that all mean? We will get to that next time. We also have a big new movie with a political tinge to it. It is the latest in a series of Purge movies, this one called The Forever Purge. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
four Purge movies focused on a dystopian future where the government allows one night of total mayhem with no restrictions. But now the very successful series has taken a turn for the political, making the Purge of anti-immigrant fanaticism. It's called The Forever Purge, now playing in theaters.
Help me! The Purge is over!
No, it ain't. There's no crime anymore. Anything goes.
And with no rules and no time limit on the brutality, The Forever Purge earns an R rating with its graphic visions of death, destruction, and torture. But the movie, superior to its predecessors, delivers some moments of surprising emotion with its story of a Texas rancher family and a group of hardworking undocumented immigrants fleeing for the Mexican border to escape raving and unhinged fanatics back in the USA. 2.5 stars for The Forever Purge.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And on the Michael Medved Show, next time we'll be talking about the flag as a symbol of disunity. Really? It is a symbol of unity. The New York Times says that no longer unites. And we'll also talk about a new song that has been put forward on a website for black singles encouraging a vaccination. But could it become the anthem of this moment in our history? It is a new mix of a gangster rap classic called Back That Thang Up. It's now into Vax That Thang Up. The message is clear. Dating is better in all ways once you're vaccinated. And we will also be bringing you the very latest on the idea of a flag saying something and a book saying something called Empty Planet that says there will be devastating impacts around the world by the birth dearth, the decrease in population. We'll speak to the authors and much more, all coming up on a busy Friday, including a review of the eagerly awaited Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson, latest in the Avengers saga. That and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.